My name is Veronica Michelle Brooks, and I was running for Justice of the Peace, Precinct 4, Place 1, Bexar County. If you haven't heard yet, there were two opponents that challenged my petitions to remove me from the 2026 primary ballot. After submitting my petition to be placed on the ballot for the 2026 primary election, which required the support of at least 250 verified voters from Precinct 4 in Bexar County for the office that I am seeking, the Bexar County Democratic Party primary manager informed me that there is a 5-day window after submitting my petitions during which they can be challenged. On December 24th, Christmas Eve, I received an email from Bexar County Democratic Party primary manager that my petition was challenged by two of my opponents, one on December 11th and the other on 15th of December. The first opponent challenges the Spanish portion of the petition, which I am American speaking citizen. And the second opponent challenges every line item of my petition signatures. After which, on the 1st of January 2026, I was told by text that I was 3 signatures short of the required 250 minimum from the 380 signatures that I submitted. There were 130 signatures rejected, meaning not confirmed in Secretary of the State, and the VAN system. I submitted my petitions on the 4th of December, and I was sworn in, meeting the 8th of December deadline. At that point, we asked if they could send the 130 signatures that were rejected so that my husband and I could verify, because a lot of the people we knew that were on my petition, we were told by Bexar County Democratic Party primary manager that she could not send them, and that the Bexar County Democratic Party chair had them, we had to meet them in person in the Bexar County Democratic Party office. They wanted us to come to the office on the 2nd of January, but I had to be at the airport on the 2nd. So we agreed to meet on the 1st of January, 2026 at 2 p.m. Once we met in the office, we noticed some of the names of the petition signatures that we could verify on the spot. But we were told that we must go to court to be placed back on the ballot. I never was given the due process to prove we could verify 3 names or more. They removed me from the 2026 primary ballot, and my fee was returned to me. At this point, we returned home, and we looked at the rejected signatures, and we noticed some of the active duty military names were not confirmed. And we reached out to some of the military personnel that knew they were registered because they had voted in the last election cycle using their military ID card. So on the 5th of January, 2026, I sent a spreadsheet, 47 of the 130 rejected names, to the Secretary of State to verify the military voting status. And they responded on the 7th of January, 2026, letting me know 5 names were military voters that were confirmed and registered to vote the Bexar County Precinct 4. Active duty service members and their family are privileged information and can be accessed by the Member Defense Manpower Data Center and the Secretary of the State, which the Bexar County Democratic Party failed to verify. This would have given us 3, which they entered in SOS, misspelled names and or incorrect birth dates, plus 5 military personnel, which would have put me at 255 confirmed signature to keep me on the ballot. As preparing for our case, I verified if the ballots have been printed to be mailed out by the Bexar County Democratic Party and the Texas Secretary of the State, and the response from the Texas Secretary of the State informed on January 2, 2026, me via email, alogic and accuracy testing must occur first, which was scheduled about the 14th of January, 2026, before any ballots could be sent out, and there must be a public notice within 48 hours before testing begins. After gathering all the evidence to prove that I was eligible to be on the ballot, we proceeded to appear in court on the 8th of January, filing an emergency application for temporary restraining order and application for temporary and permanent injunction on the 8th of January, 2026, to 131st District Court and the plaintiff versus Bexar County Democratic Party Chair, Primary Manager, and Bexar County Election Administrator. On this day, the presiding judge of the 131st Court, Bexar County, after 4 hours in the court, push our case to the next day, January 9th, on a Friday at 1:30 p.m. On the January 9th at 1:30 p.m., we were the first case on the docket, which she referred us to 73rd Civil District Court, which the judge recuses herself, stating she knew us, which we only knew her from one gathering. Furthermore, sent us back to the presiding 131st Court. Round about 2:30 p.m., the presiding judge sent us to 226th Criminal District Court judge, and he allowed the counsel representing Bexar County Elections Administrator to call in a witness, but beforehand he stated to Bexar County Election Administrator counsel that if hear from the witness that the process is imminent, he will not have a choice but to moot my case. He recesses the court for about 30 minutes for them to call their witness, which was the Bexar County Election Administrator. After Bexar County Election Administrator took the stand, she testified that the logic and accuracy testing was started on the 8th of January, 2026, and that the test is somewhat the real ballots. This was the very thing the judge lured Bexar County Election Administrator counsel before the recess, which if heard from their witness that the ballots printing was imminent, he would have to moot my case. That was final judgment. He mooted my case. It's important for all to understand that I'm fighting this until the very end. However, I urge you to take note of every one of my opponents, except for McKnight, and conduct your due diligence. They intentionally sought to remove me from the ballot. This shows me their priorities. They are focusing on the position rather than the people. Both of them only completed high school and also verify what they have actually done for the community. To give you something to think about, here is some of my background and why I'm seasoned for the Justice of the Peace, Precinct 4, Bexar County. I have been proudly married to my husband for over 40 years and blessed with 3 sons and 11 wonderful grandchildren. My esteemed spouse dedicated 24 years to naval military service, and I proudly stood by his side, supporting him and our family as he served our country. With over 2 decades of ministry experience, we have passionately advocated for families, provided counseling, and offered housing to abused youth, and welcoming them into our care to ensure they complete high school and to pursue their career ambitions. I dedicated 5 years, 1989 to 1994, to the prison outreach ministry under the Church of God by Faith Ministry, Incorporated, embodying compassion and sharing God's love with the incarcerated. For over a year, I served as a guardian ad litem and legal aid, advocating for the best interests of children, all while pursuing my Associate of Arts degree in political science at Florida Community College at Jacksonville, now Florida State College. I held the position of Supervisory Contracting Officer at the Naval Air Facility in Atsugi, Japan. Additionally, fulfilled the role of Acquisition Contracting Specialist within the Integrated Product Team, managing contract operations across various regions nationwide. I held the position of Equal Employment Opportunity Representative for the Department of Defense within the federal government, amassing extensive qualifications and certifications over a distinguished career of more than 20 years, which concluded with my retirement in 2023. In 1989, I proudly fulfilled the role of VFA 81 Command Ombudsman, bridging communication between the command's families and the commanding officer. I played a pivotal role in bolstering morale, welfare, and readiness by delivering essential resources, information, and advocacy while proactively addressing concerns to prevent escalation. I volunteer for DODS, Department of Defense Schools in Zama High School in Japan office aid, assisting the school principal in administration duties, which led obtaining a full-time staff position at the high school in 1998 under the Department of Defense. I earned a bachelor's in business administration, dual master's degrees in business administration management and human resource management from the University of Phoenix, and a doctorate in humanities from Virginia State. I obtained an associate degree in biblical studies from Covenant Theological Seminary in Greenville, North Carolina. Following my retirement, my husband and I, we continue to be deeply involved in community service, contributing by supporting small businesses with resources and funding local programs. I held a position as a board member for the Forward Progress Arts and Entertainment Center and the Eastside Youth Content Creators Program, EYCCP. Additionally, offering instruction on economic empowerment by assisting individuals in establishing their own businesses and guiding them through the process of registration on SAMS.gov, enabling access to opportunities for securing government contracts for their small businesses. Before casting your vote, please keep this in mind. The role of Justice of the Peace, Precinct 4, Bexar County, is not about holding a job or earning money. It is about serving the people. My commitment is to serve you just as I have consistently served my community throughout my life, regardless of where I have lived. While some only appear during a campaign, I have been dedicatedly serving all along. Allow me the honor to serve as your Justice of the Peace for Precinct 4, Bexar County. I'm ready to serve you all and the community. Thank you for listening.